Hey, this is Stevie Castanon from MusicalTribe.com, and I'm speaking with LA-based singer-songwriter and rocker, V. Dot. What's up, V?
What up, yo?
How long have you been singing and writing music?
I've been singing since I was 8 or 9. Songwriting came later. I can't give a specific age, but it was, I don't know, I was like 18, 19.
And have you always been solo, or were you in bands in high school?
I've always been solo.
So you're a lone wolf, huh?
Yeah, I'm a lonely gal, unfortunately.
What instruments do you play?
I play guitar. My first instrument was actually the electric guitar. Mm-hmm. And her name is Sheila. She's my
Sheila.
Baby. Yeah.
Named after?
You know what? No one. It just, like, when I picked her up, I just knew her name was Sheila.
So are you formally trained in music?
I started taking lessons with Marcel Whitfield, and he is so awesome. I started taking lessons with him actually 2 years ago.
Who would you say are your biggest musical influences?
Oh my God, I love Whitesnake. Whitesnake is just like amazing. I love Foo Fighters. I actually really love Dave Grohl.
Uh-huh.
He inspires me a lot, so anything he does is pretty awesome to me.
As far as your music, who have you been compared to?
Strangely, Rihanna. And Evanescence.
Okay. Yeah, because I would think more of Evanescence. Rihanna didn't come to mind.
Yeah, I think it's just because we're both female artists who don't do the typical pop or hip hop, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, or R&B, whatever I guess that falls under. I'm not really sure.
What do you think is the best decade for music?
It would have to be the 80s.
The 80s. So do you like all the 80s hair band?
Yes, the 80s hair bands. I love them. Like, if I could travel back in time, I would go there. It was so free back then. It was so free. Like, music felt free. Like, you know, everybody was trying to do something. I feel with technology now, everything can be programmed, but it takes away the live feel of for music. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You're working on releasing your first EP, right?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Well, it's called Youth Gone Wild. I don't have a release date just yet, but I'm going to have 5 songs on there, which is going to be Reckless, Touch Me, Freedom, Empty Promises, and Strangers. And they all are rock-based.
Uh-huh. Now, last year, you released Touch Me.
Yeah.
Right? And then you had a music video to go along with that song. What was the inspiration for that song?
You know what? I was on the phone with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually just, you know, drinking some alcohol, you know, very chill. And I wanted to write music. And, you know, since I am fortunate enough to know how to record myself, that's just what I was doing. And whatever came out, I guess the alcohol got to me, is what it ended up being. Once I was sober enough to understand that it was a good song, then I went with it.
So you're saying you wrote that drunk?
Yes.
Amazing.
Thank you.
It's a great song. I love it.
Thank you.
Got a really thick feel to it, and the production on it was great.
Thank you.
Do you plan on making one of these songs the main song for the EP, pushing it almost like a single?
It would either be Touch Me or Reckless, because Reckless isn't released yet,
mm-hmm.
but it's a pretty kick-ass song. Let me tell you, it's a kick-ass song. I got my inspiration for that song by listening to Youth Gone Wild by Skid Row.
Uh-huh.
And they're a huge influence in my music, so that's where that popped out of.
Tell me about the making of the music video for Touch Me.
Okay, funny story. I went to do a music video, actually, for some other artist.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was their guitarist, and I don't know. I stuck out to the director, which his name is Freddie uh-huh. Polonia. So, you know, check him out too, because he's really awesome with everything he touches.
Yeah, looks good.
Yeah, thank you. And he just kept asking me throughout the video shoot if I did music, because I guess I was just, you know, a weirdo there because I was talking to everybody,
uh-huh.
and, you know, doing my own thing. You know, I feel like rock people are really free.
Yeah.
So I was doing all that, and he loved Touch Me. He loved the song and just wanted to do a video. And, you know, now we have 5.
Wow. Yeah, because I love the graphics on that video. And I think it was well done. I mean, I know it's really hard to make a video on a limited budget. Especially if you're a new artist, you probably don't have, you know, $100,000 to do something.
You know, we're creative people.
We
have to use our brains.
Yeah, and it looks good, really good. Was that your first time doing a music video?
It was.
How do you feel when you watch yourself on video?
At first, I was like, what the fuck? You know, like, I was like, what the hell? But you know what? It was put so well together that I was kind of shocked myself.
Oh, yeah. So you're proud of it then, right?
Yes, I was very proud of it. I loved how it, because we talked about what we wanted the video to be about, and it was exactly what we were going for.
Including the guy that was tied up in the trunk.
Yeah. I honestly wish there was more of that, but you know.
When you're writing music, do you have a typical process?
I don't have a specific process because sometimes lyrics will come to me mm-hmm. and I'll like, you know, noodle around on the guitar and try to fit something to that. Just whatever feels right. If I get a track, you know, from somebody or if, you know, from my producer, Claudio,
mm-hmm.
You know, I'll write to that. It really depends. Like lately I've been noodling around on the guitar to come up with songs.
When you're writing songs, do you ever collaborate with anybody or are you just all by yourself?
Like I said before, I'm a lonely gal. But, you know, I would love to write with somebody. It's just finding the right person to connect with because music is, you know, very passionate. You have to connect with the person.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just write with anybody.
When you're recording these songs, like the last songs that you've done, do you have a big hand in the production of this and the mixing or is that totally given to somebody else?
No, I'm there like every step of the way. You know, like when Claudio starts mixing whatever, I feel it's best if I go over there while he's mixing because, you know, we musically connect, so he'll ask me if there's something that I don't like and I'll let him know. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's better that way. It has to feel right. We both have to make sure it feels great because that's the most important part about music.
Are you putting together a band right now or is that something that's going to come down the road?
It may come down the road. I'm looking for a band right now, but, you know, as an artist on a budget,
mm-hmm.
up, it's kind of hard to find people who are dedicated, but you know, it's going to happen. It'll happen.
So first you're going to push the EP and then get some momentum there and start looking for a band and hopefully get out there and rock.
Hell fucking yes.
Great. When you don't feel like rocking out, what type of music do you listen to?
I like music from the UK.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to Liana Havas a lot. She's from the UK.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say she's R&B. Dude, what the hell is she? I don't know, but she's a great artist.
Uh-huh.
A great artist. I do listen to some R&B and I love listening to meditation music, but most of the time it's rock and roll because you can get everything from rock and roll, I feel.
Straight rock and roll. Now, and then as far as, you know, how you categorize your music, you know, obviously it's rock and roll, but do you call yourself alternative rock or pop rock?
I just say rock because I've heard, you know, people put me in some weird categories.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where it's very experimental, and I understand that. I just call it rock music because there is a wide, you know, variety of what rock could be.
Right.
You know, let them decide because everybody's going to hear it differently.
Yeah, it's got a current feel to it. I mean, of course, it doesn't sound like, you know, the arena rock of the 70s.
Yeah.
Or Bill Haley in the Comets from 1950.
Yeah.
Whatever. So, yeah, that's quite a range of what rock and roll is.
Yeah.
What do you think is the best song ever written?
Still the Night by Whitesnake.
You didn't have to think about that.
Nope. Nope.
And who would you like to open up for?
Foo Fighters. Foo Fighters or Whitesnake, you know, if they were, you know, those would be my go-to people. And Beware of Darkness. I don't know if you've heard of them, but if you have, check them out.
Of course, of course. What's your most nerdy hobby or interest? Something that's the opposite of rock and roll.
Video games.
You're a gamer.
I love playing video games. I have video games on my phone right now. I have, it's probably not rock and roll at all, but like Minion video game on my phone.
What's the best concert you've ever been to?
I don't really go out to concerts as much, but one of the best ones that I've been to Oh man, I just went to a Nine Inch Nails one, and that was pretty awesome. But then there was one at Coachella. Motorhead played, and they were just, oh my dude, I like almost jumped in that mosh pit, but I like they were holding me back, and I couldn't control myself. I just, you know, felt the music.
Which historical figure would you most want to make out with?
That's a funny question. Who would I want to make out with?
You can go all the way back to the beginning of time. Anybody in there?
Can I come back to that question? I gotta think, because I gotta make sure he's the right one.
Okay, okay. So it's not Ben Franklin.
No. I don't think so.
Okay, so give me three songs that you'd like played at your funeral.
All Who Remain by Beware of Darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Love that song.
Great song.
The next one would have to be, it's kind of weird, but it would be Is This Love by Whitesnake.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one, I would actually like for Kyle from Beware of Darkness to come up with something on the spot, or Dave Grohl, whatever they decide to do is going to be amazing.
Okay.
Whoever's available, just do whatever.
Just show up.
I know whatever you do is going to be awesome. You know.
Nice. And how can we find you on the web?
I am on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So Facebook just would be Facebook/V.official.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter would be Twitter/V.93. And Instagram is V.official.
Great. Well, thank you so much for speaking with me.
No worries. Have fun.
Awesome. Thank you.